Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, what is the state of Muslims in Germany?
Muslims in Germany have been going through a state of torment in the past few years. There have been many discriminatory incidents against Muslims by members of the public, including a Muslim woman who was stabbed to death in a court, attacks on graveyards and mosques, and a call for a burqa ban too. Even politicians have made such remarks, especially former Senator Thilo Sarrazin. In his book, he claimed that Muslims are reluctant to integrate, are lower in intelligence, and tend to rely more on social services. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has also recently commented that Muslims are failing to integrate in Germany. In today's episode, Islam and Life will investigate what is the state of Muslims in Germany.
We heard a lot during these last weeks about what is happening in Germany. Before even Angela Merkel spoke about the multiculti that has failed in the country, that the Muslims are failing to integrate. Before that, we heard about Thilo Sarrazin's speaking about the Muslims are being a problem within the German society, not integrating, lowering the level of intelligence and understanding, and also speaking about the Jews in a way which was had the counter effect on the whole discussion about this, and the presence of the Muslims is perceived today as a problem. It's not only in Germany, by the way, it's everywhere in Europe, but what was said in Germany was used by others in other countries to say, look, even Germany with the Turks, with all these people, are now just facing the problems that the French Muslims are facing, the Dutch Muslims are facing, so it's a European issue. Let us today focus on Germany and try to understand what are the dynamics within the German societies and what is happening and why now, why are we hearing these voices today in these questions. So, well, to answer all these questions, I am joined by Ibrahim Zayed, a prominent Muslim leader and former president of Islamic Community in Germany. Ibrahim, thank you for being with us today.
We
heard a lot about what is happening in Germany now. So if you have to tell us about the state of affairs, is it as bad as it is perceived?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me, and it's a pleasure to be here. I think that the situation is really as difficult as it is shown, as it is portrayed in the last time. And when you ask Muslims, then you find that, especially from the second generation of Muslims who are born, brought up there from a Turkish background, to have a second alternative, many of them, and it's some statistics say that up to 40% of the academics choose to return to Turkey. And so it is really an issue which is connected to the feeling that the people have that they are not welcomed, that they don't feel that the country is honoring the efforts and them as enrichment to the society they are living in.
So perceived as a problem, not feeling good, and also because what is going on in Turkey could be perceived as more open now than it was in the previous time. But what are the causes? What are the problems? Because is it that what we heard, for example, in Switzerland, my own country, in the Netherlands, and that Islam is a problem that you fail to integrate? While at the same time, we heard your president saying a few months ago that Islam belongs to Germany. So we have contradictory voices here. So how do you explain that?
I think, first of all, it is obvious that many European societies, and especially the German, were living for many years under the impression that the community that came to as working laborers were returned back to their home countries. And they even insisted on believing so when they knew that this was not the truth. And so this is the biggest problem, that for more than 30 years, people lived next to each other without accepting each other, really, and just in a way of not allowing themselves really to think of the consequences of living together. And so you have to bear in mind at the same time that the community which came is a unskilled laborer community. So they came from, Germany has chosen, for example, in Morocco, in the areas of the Bedou and in Turkey and the areas of Anatol, where you have those laborers, when they go to Istanbul, they live in the Gecekondus. They are not able to integrate even easily in Turkey because of the biggest challenge that they're facing, it's education. Hmm. So when they come to another country with another religion, with another
it's
so complicated. Hmm. And so they didn't give this community any support, and they just left them on their own, and this has multiplied a lot of challenges which came up. And so today Germany, which has from its history a challenge to live as a multi-religious society. You know, even Christianity had a lot of problems to deal with their own sects and the different groups. And so now, today, we can find Europe to become, for the first time in their own history, a real multi-religious society. Mm. But they are not ready to deal with this. And so they still feel that there is a big uncomfortability with having this Muslim
here. Let me ask you two questions first. We know that the system, the German system, as for getting the nationality and the citizenship was more complicated than other countries because
based
it's
on
a question
blood.
Of blood,
mm.
yes, and not and so on. Is this a problem? Do you feel that this was a problem? Because even if it's easier to get the citizenship, it's in France, for example, or even here in the UK, it's still a problem. So is this a problem per se or not?
No, it is. I think it is a problem. By the way, this is not the only problem. So therefore, I agree that even if the issue of the citizenship could be solved out, what should be done, because in Germany, still one of the biggest challenges is that you don't have a double nationality. So many Turks, for example, who have been brought up in a sense of high respect for nationality, have a lot of difficulties in just giving back their Turkish citizenship. Mm. And so by closing the opportunity for a double citizenship, what Germany has strictly done, and by the way, it is only implemented on the Turks, or mainly implemented on the Turks, because for European citizens...
But it's over now, no?
It's still.
I heard it's over, and now it's easier to get the nationality.
No. It's still the double citizenship. Law is still very, very strict, especially on the Turks. For many other nationalities, it's not an issue, but especially for the Turks, it's a big issue. And so this is one of the issues which is connected to the feeling of belongingness. You know, if you are a citizen, then definitely you have a different understanding of belongingness to the country you live in. Mm. And but by the way, this is not the only issue.
Mm. So this is one point. Now, if we look at the situation, I want your sense on that from within, because if I'm not mistaken, you were born in Germany,
yes,
so you are German by nationality, Muslim by religion, and then your mother is
my
a German.
My mother is German,
yes,
by
yes,
the way.
Yes. Yes. So what we, if you look at facts and figures throughout Europe, the perception is that the French Muslims or the British Muslims are reaching out now, that they are dealing with the society, even the Belgian Muslims, and we can think of a historical factor because they came before maybe the Turkish communities in Germany. But what is said by some German politicians is, you know, we are not dealing with the same people. The Turkish people, who are the great majority of the Muslims in Germany, are very much
closed,
self-segregated. Mm. They want to be on their own, and they are Turkish-orientated, still very much connected to Turkey. And if there is a football match, while you can be surprised in France that they are still supporting Algeria, in Germany, we know that it's going to happen, that there is no way that they are going to support the German team. Is that right? Is it your feeling that the Turkish Muslim population in Germany is quite different from others?
As I said before, you have to understand that the Turkish issue is a different one. Hmm. One of the most prominent words of Atatürk have been "Ne mutlu Türküm diyene." The biggest honor that God could give a man is to create him as a Turk. Hmm. And this is taught to the Turks starting from kindergarten. So this is part of their identity, that they are that they have a deep relation to the Turkish nation. Even the whole Turkey has been made after the Ottoman Empire based on this concept. So in the end, it is obvious that this strong nationalism, which is inherited in the Turkish community, is a challenge. But anyhow, it could made also an enrichment. If you allow people to be part of two heritages, if you allow them to take the good of the two things, then you can come to completely different solutions. And it is, by the way, very interesting to see that we have more than 500,000 Turks who returned to Turkey already, and who has enriched the Turkish society itself by a number of other issues. And if you come back to football, I just want to give you one very short incident which happened. Germany has played in 2002 in the final against Brazil, and they lost. The third in the championship was Turkey, and in the Turkish team there have been 8 of the 11 who have been born and brought up in Germany.
Okay.
So, Yanni, just believe that if these 8 have been with a German team, they would have taken the World Cup.
So this is good to know, and this is the contribution on the sport field. Let me come to your assessment as a German Muslim. When you listen to your Chancellor Angela Merkel saying it's failing, you are not integrating, what is your sense from within? Is this working or not? And if yes, can you prove it? And if no, what are the causes?
Well, first of all, I think that Muslims are quite self-critical. And we have really a number of challenges that we see. We have Vestophobia and Christianophobia, like there is Islamophobia in the society. But if we look into ourselves, we can find a lot of challenges between us. But what is needed, especially from political leaders, is to give signals and signs towards a vision of belongingness and a vision of understanding and respect. And if you hear that due to the political system that we have, continuous elections coming up, people, in especially prominent politicians, and many times take Muslims as scapegoats just to have a short time political benefit out of
it. But what would your reaction, Ibrahim? I want you to respond to this. When you have people telling, look, we are now reaching the third generation of German Muslims. They don't speak German, good German. They speak broken German. They are not really involved in schools. They are not. What is your answer to this? Is this right, or is this only, you know, we are talking about new immigrants?
We have it on the both sides. You have, and if you come to look into statistics, then you can see that we have a number as well who is highly educated and who is reaching all levels of society and very, very qualified academics. And these are, by the way, those who are leaving Germany now. Yeah. So this is on the one hand. But also we have to admit that there is a real challenge in a specific part of the education system where you find that a number, especially of male young Muslims, drop out. And they just have came to the conclusion that the country is not accepting them, so they are happy to say, well, it's the fault of the others. You know, it's not my issue. They don't want me.
They blame the society.
So they blame society for the problem they have. And that's a reality. We have to admit that this is a reality, especially in some of the big cities of Germany, in some of the areas where, for example, I have a number of people who I educate as apprentices or something like this, who come to work for some time with me. So, for example, if I come to make a test with them, especially also females, they come to say, you know, I wear a headscarf, therefore I didn't get any job, and this is how it is. And then I make the test, and I find that they can't read and write German, and I tell them, sorry, I have to tell you, it's not about the scarf, it's about your performance. Your performance is poor.
So there is something which is really some problems, there are socioeconomic problems that Muslims face.
These problems that we have, they need also the society to understand that challenging these problems is one of their top priorities, or has to be one of the top priorities. By the way, it's not the fault of these people. This is what I said. If you come to take people based on the fact that you are unskilled laborers who are able to work 30 hours or 48 hours on a machine for 30 years, and they have achieved very much. Yani the Turkish community, which came, the first migrant community, has had a tremendous effect on the Wirtschaftswunder, the German economic rise, which happened. But at the same time, they have been unskilled laborers. So when work reduced, They lost the jobs.
It's important. We find in Germany what we find in other European countries. So the problems are real. The answers are misled by saying it's religious, it's cultural.
Absolutely.
It's to say it's a cultural problem. It's wrong.
Absolutely.
So now, okay, let us come to solutions now. If we, and as you said, some are playing the victim mentality, we blame the other, we blame the system, saying they don't like us, they don't. So what are the priorities as you see them in Germany? While you have people and political parties taking advantage of this fear among the German population and using this in a populist way to push. And it's very dangerous. And it's dangerous not only for the Muslims, it's dangerous for Germany.
For the whole society.
For the whole society and the whole European countries, because this is happening everywhere.
Absolutely.
So what are the priorities? How do you see the future and say, okay, stop with the victim mentality, come to something which is commitment towards what?
And therefore, when I listen to the sentence of Angela Merkel, then it's really frustrating to hear somebody saying multiculturalism has died, as she as she put it. But you mentioned our President Wolf, who is a very, very dedicated man and who is quite open towards the Muslim community. And by the way, he has put a Turkish lady born and brought up in Germany as a first minister in his government on the state level in Niedersachsen. Mm. So I think it is important to understand that the society is white and you have to differentiate between the people and you have to look for your chance, and you have a lot of chances in the society. So we have to tell the Muslims on the one hand that they have to make the best out of their possibilities, and still they have a lot of opportunities in the country. But at the same time also we have to tell politicians, please don't play with the Muslim card. And don't put a pressure on the community the way it is done. You have to understand that this community could be a fantastic enrichment, especially under the challenges that Germany in general generally is facing. And so the issue of demography, which is a huge part of our challenges in the country, should be dealt with in a way that you see all your population as a chance and as an enrichment.
It's then a two-way process. But if we have to ask, are the Muslims enough involved in politics, within the media, as journalists? Are they visible? Do we have this vocal, visible, positive presence of the Muslims?
This is a fight you must be ready to go in. Because in the end, the issue is, and this is especially in France much more, the problem with Muslims in Europe is a problem of visibility. Because as long as Muslims are not visible, it's not an issue. But Europe, in its general terms, looks into religion as something which they have overcome. They have been able to put Christianity in a specific box, and they do not interfere in public spaces. They should not do this and this. And now the big problem which happened to them is that within the end of the 20th century, all these Muslims came who wants to be visible, who put mosques with minarets, who have headscarf women going into public everywhere, and they still do not look into this as in the UK, as an enrichment to society. And they have to learn that it is something which is definitely an enrichment. But also Muslims have to have the strength to fight this fight. Because this is...
Which fight exactly?
The fight to
of visibility?
Go, yeah, of visibility.
To accept to be visible or to be less visible?
No.
Because we have two voices in
here. In the end, you can choose both. But I think that the future of the world is a future of multiculturalism. It's not a future of a light culture, which some of conservative German politicians always put, that you have a leading culture which everybody has to come under.
Okay. Yeah?
No, I think that the future is a multicultural society which allows everybody, based on a specific constitution and specific common values that we have put together, to participate in the society. And so the religious differences, the religious diversity is for me an absolute enrichment to the society.
So a pluralistic society for you, it's a society of visible differences.
Exactly.
And assertive differences. So practically speaking, I'm a German Muslim. You are telling me be visible and assume that you are a Muslim and be assertive. Practically speaking, it means what exactly on the daily life?
On a daily life, it means that you have a hard life.
I think this is what we need to do now.
Mm. You can choose only two options: either to go into a closed circles and to say, okay, I don't care. If they want something from me, they come to me. Mm. But this is also not in my own benefit, and neither in the benefit of the overall society. Mm. The other one is to come and to interfere and to try to come to terms with the others. And this is exactly what I'm asking for.
This is the way of
our religion, by the way, that in the end we come and we have to present the issue in a way like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani we can see that all his life was in the end also I don't want to put it as a fight, but it was a struggle.
It's not going to be easy. This is what you are going.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
If you want to be a European Muslim, it's not going to be easy.
It is a struggle.
This is a daily struggle.
It is a daily struggle.
Okay, thank you so much. And I think that out of this discussion is something which is quite important. What we can see in Germany today is what we can see in other countries. But especially in Germany, new voices are taking advantage of this atmosphere and contradictory voices, because we got the president saying, no, Islam is a German religion. On the other side, other politicians coming with this, playing with populist statements, and sometimes, fear, and to instrumentalize this. And at the same time, he's spreading around fear, not acknowledging that the German Muslims are German and that they are facing socioeconomic problems, and we need socioeconomic policies to solve the problem. This is something that we can find in other countries. And what you said, which is very important, is to be much more involved in the society, to be visible, and to come with a vision of what a pluralistic society is, which is open differences, interactions, proactivity, and to be involved in the society. And you end with something which is not a pessimistic conclusion, but something which is a realistic one, as we can take it. It's not going to be easy, but it's possible. Yeah. These are two visions that we can have and promote. Well, that's all we have time for. Please let us know your thoughts and views on any of the shows you have seen. And here is the way to contact us.
We'd like to hear your views on today's show, as well as ideas for future programs. You can do this by emailing us at islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. You can also join our Facebook page by searching Islam and Life on Press TV, where you can view past programs, keep up to date on future shows, leave comments, and meet other Islam and Life fans.
Finally, I would like to thank my guest, Ibrahim Zayat. Thank you so much for being with us. I think that all this, it's important for us to understand what is going on in Germany, but also what is going on in Europe, and in which way we can find solutions for the future. And I hope to see you next week, inshallah.